If you have your Bible, turn to 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2. I want to begin reading tonight. We'll begin reading about verse 18. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 18. He said, "Little children, it is the last time, and as you have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. I have not written unto you because you know not the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. But he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. Let that therefore abide in you which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie. And even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming." Amen. Glory to God. I want to preach just a little while tonight on this thought, and we'll try not to be too long. What do you got? Amen. What do you got? As we see this, in John, little John was writing here, and he was writing to the brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. He was writing to God's little children. You know tonight, if you're saved, you're one of God's little children. Amen. You know tonight, praise God, if you've accepted the Lord Jesus Christ and the free pardon of sin, that you realize that Jesus came and he died for you and he got up, praise God, for you on that third and appointed morning. Then you have something that's precious tonight that no man nowhere can take away from you. I don't know about you, but Brother Robert, that excites my soul to know that I'm a child of the King. Yeah. Bless his holy name. I'm one of God's little children tonight. And praise God, if you've been born again, washed in the blood, praise God, you're one too. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's enough to make you go home and shout, praise the Lord. Amen. Just to know that, hey, we can be called, we're God's little children. That's who John was talking to. He was talking to God's little children. Who's he talking to? He was talking to me and you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Lord, we're God's little children. Hey, we're just, hey, praise the Lord, we're just as good as they are. Amen. We're the same as they were. Now they go, the ones he was talking to, they've gone on to glory. They've gone on to meet their reward. Brother Kevin, we're still looking to it. Amen. We're still waiting. We're still anticipating a precious, the glorious appearing of our Lord and Savior. But praise the Lord, we're little children just the same. Amen. But now notice something that took place here. He said, you've heard that there's Antichrist. Now I want to say, we're living in a world that's full of Antichrist. Amen. There's many of them springing up all around. You say, what is an Antichrist? It's somebody that denies the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody that won't accept the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And the Bible says it's full of many infallible proofs, praise God, that Jesus Christ lived, he walked, he died, and he got up again. Amen. The Bible tells us so many times that over 500 at one time saw him alive, praise God, after he arose. Amen. But science and humanity has been trying to disprove that for over 2,000 years, praise God, and they ain't got her done yet because they can't. Amen. Because Jesus got up, praise the Lord. But anybody that denies that, and let me go a little further, anybody that doesn't believe that, anybody that doesn't accept that, anybody that's lost today, praise God, is an Antichrist. You haven't believed and trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's time to begin to realize that our people need to be saved. Amen. They need to begin to get in. He said that they went out from us, but they were not of us. Amen? He said they went out. No, he said, because they weren't of us. He said, for if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. I was thinking about how many people do we have that come through the church and they tarry a while and then they go on and you can't find them with a search warrant. Amen? And that sometimes they'll get up and they'll sing and they'll shout and they'll run all around, but praise God, and just a little while, they're gone and they never come back. I don't understand that. Man, my thinking can't comprehend, because I tell you, what I've got in my heart, praise God, I have a desire to be in the house of God. I have a desire to worship the Lord. Amen? Amen. I have a desire to get with you, praise God. Amen. I have a desire to hear those old hymnals sung, praise God. That old redback hymnal, glory to God. I have a desire to hear the saints of God praising the Lord with their lips and the uplifting of hands, glory to God. Testimonies going out. How good God has been. Amen. I have a desire for that. But he said they went out from us because they were not of us. He said, but they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. Amen. I want to say these folks that come in, these folks that make a profession, these folks that do different things, but not all of them are saved. Amen? Praise the Lord. He said, but ye have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. Amen? He said, hey, praise God. He said, there's something different about those that's God in. He said, what is it? He said, it's an unction, the Holy Ghost of God. He said, the Holy One of God, amen. He comes down into our heart. Praise God, he comes in, praise the Lord, and he changes us from the inside out. Amen. He changes, he makes us, he remakes us, praise God, recreates us into something that's pleasing in the eyes of God. He begins to do a work in the depths of our soul, praise God, that nobody can change but him. Amen. Hey, this human nature don't want to change. Huh? Hey, our flesh don't want to change. Our flesh will balk. Amen? Our flesh is apt to balk. Our flesh is apt to balk at change. Amen? Our flesh is apt to balk. Our flesh is apt. If you've got a place in the pew that you sit and you come in on Sunday morning and somebody's in your chair, amen, you're apt to get upset. Amen? That's our flesh. It's apt to balk at things. Praise God. Anything that's out of the norm. And praise God, when you get gloriously saved and the Holy Ghost of God moves in your heart and he wants to clean you up inside out, the flesh wants to balk at it. Amen. But praise be to God, I'm glad that greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Amen. That's including my flesh and your flesh. And glory be to God, we can shout the victory and the praise of God all the way to the house. Amen. Because I realize, Brother Andrew, he's begun a good work in me. Amen. Hey, my old flesh never desired that. And if it wasn't for the Holy Ghost of God in me, I could have been one of those that made a profession and got out of the will of God, took off in a different direction. But praise be to God, there's something got a hold of me, praise God, that I ain't got over yet. And I hope I never do. Amen. What is it? It's the unction of the Holy Ghost, man. It's the anointing of God. He moves in, praise God, and he takes up his abode. He said, praise God, the difference in them and you is you got it and they didn't. Amen. Amen. I will say sometimes it takes the Lord getting our attention to get us to get in and where we get it. Amen. We'll get out, we'll go out there and we'll tear around, do a dilly-dally around with this and that, praise God, till God has to get us attention and tell us, you know what, you're miserable and undone and you can do better than this. Amen. And you come to yourself down there in a hog pen, you say, what in the world am I doing? Hey, man, I've got a heavenly Father that owns a cattle of 1,000 hills, and I'm a mucking around down here in the mire. Amen. Time to get up and get out, praise the Lord. And once we make that decision, praise God, and we step out on faith, the follower of Jesus Christ, amen, something changes in us forever. Amen. He said, some of them people that didn't have it and they went out from us and they ain't ever come back. He said, but I want to say, praise God, I thank God for what God done in you. Praise God, you've got it and you're staying with the stuff. Amen. It made a difference in you. Amen. I'm not that man I used to be, but I'm not that man I'm going to be. The Lord's still working on us, praise God. He's still molding us and making us from the inside out. See, my old flesh still looks like it always had, except a little bit older. Don't you say a word. Amen. Our flesh is still the same as it always was. But there's something transpired down in the inside of us, praise God, when we got born again through the blood of Lord Jesus Christ, amen, and we settled in our heart, we committed ourselves to the Lord and said, Lord God Almighty, I want to serve you and be you be my God. Amen. We have to sell out. See, I'm afraid there's a lot of people selling out today to the world, to the devil, instead of to the Lord. Amen. I come to realization, Brother Andrew, I don't own nothing. Amen. I come to realization, praise God. I come in here naked. Like old Job, I'll go out of here naked. Amen. Well, you say, well, preacher, you say, what you got? You better put some clothes on you. They may do it and stick me in a box, but praise God, I ain't taking nothing out of here. I'll go out there, my soul, my spirit, go out of here, praise God, just like it come in here. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I guess that's why I don't hold on to stuff here too much. I appreciate what God give me. I try to take care of it. But I don't grab at this stuff of the world. Amen. Don't have an appeal on me like it used to have. Amen. Bless His holy name. He said, you know all things. He said, there's something in you that changes. Amen. Your thinking's different. Amen. Are you starting to think different? Huh? What does that? It's the Holy Ghost of God, amen, that lives in your heart. He won't let you think the way you used to think. He won't let you do the way you used to do. Amen. Holy Ghost of God directing you, praise God. Hey, amen. He'll get your attention and point you in the right direction. Amen. Your old conscience will fight with it. It'll try to go on its own way, praise God, but the Holy Ghost of God's persistent. Amen. If you're a child of God, you belong to Him, praise God. Holy Ghost of God, He'll stay on you. Amen. It'll dog you, it'll hound you, praise God. It's like a real good beagle dog, praise God. When the Holy Ghost of God gets on your trail, you can't get away from Him. Amen. I tell you what some of our folks need tonight. Amen. They need the Holy Ghost of God. We need to pray the Holy Ghost of God on them. Amen. If they'd get under conviction, and if they'd get the power of God be so real around them, praise God, and they can't get away from it. Amen. Get to the point they can't eat, they can't sleep, they can't get no rest. They're not covered, they're miserable. You know any folks like that? Amen. Glory to God, they're getting close. Amen. They're getting close. You say, preacher, they're so miserable, I can't stand them. They're hateful. Amen. Why? Because they're hating what God's trying to do for them, and they don't realize, praise God, He's wanting to do a miracle in their life. The transforming power of the Holy Ghost of God, amen. Little John says, praise God, when they got a hold of that, they began to realize all things become new. Amen. So they couldn't get away from it. Said, praise God, it was surreal. He said, hey, some of them didn't get it. Amen. But he said, I believe some of you got it. Anointing the Holy Ghost, praise God, He moved in on you. Begin to take with both, begin to make a difference. He said, I have not written unto you, verse 21, because you know not the truth, because you know it, and then no lies are the truth. Amen. Have you ever seen a time when the world, the devil's trying to just paint us a lie? The devil's trying to tell us today, trying to tell the church, you know, all this stuff's okay. You know, it's okay to do this, it's okay to do that. I want to say, praise God, if God said it was wrong in Deuteronomy and Leviticus and Exodus and Numbers and back in there, praise God, it's still wrong today. Amen. God ain't changed His mind. Amen. Praise God, He still says it's wrong to shack up. Amen. Before you're married, he said, you don't try it out before you buy it. Praise God. He said, that's not a car. He said, it's a human being. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. He said, there's some things that's still wrong. He said, hey, praise God. He said, you young people, stay away from the drugs and the alcohol. They're wrong. Amen. We got people today standing and say, well, you know, it's okay if you want to drink a little bit as long as you do it with me and your mama. You talk about straight out of the pits of hell, amen. They're going to have to stand before a righteous God and give an account for that. Amen. They need to stand up and say, you know what, honey? I love you so much. I'm going to tell you, leave it alone. It'll kill you. It'll destroy your life. Amen. Lead you into the pit. Drag you through the gutter. Praise God. Leave it alone and you'll never desire it. All of our young, there's a whole bunch of our young, they're getting hooked on alcohol and drugs and all this other junk. And because we're allowing them to try it. Amen? What if you had never tried it? You wouldn't have realized that you liked it. But you thought you liked it. Well, all it was doing is destroying your life. Amen. You look at folks now that's tried that stuff over the years and done that stuff, and now the physical ailments and the things that they're having to deal with because they tried it. Because a friend said, hey, why don't you try it? It won't hurt you. That's a lie, the devil, praise God. You know it's a lie. Amen. As Brother Bill said so many times, praise God, he knew it was wrong to drink alcohol when he was lost. Amen. I knew it's wrong to drink alcohol when I was lost. Amen. I knew it's wrong to mess with drugs when I was lost. Amen. He said, praise God. But he said, now you're saved. He said, all these things, praise God, the spotlight's come on. And you say, hey, well, you know what? God's right and all that's wrong. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I don't know. I like that. Amen. Glory to God, I like it. It don't hurt me a bit, praise God. Amen. When God says, you know what? This is wrong. I say, praise the Lord, God. Thank you for telling me. Amen. I'll go up there to church and tell them, hey, God said, leave it alone. Amen. Praise the Lord. I can stand before Him, praise God, and He can say, Jeff, and I say, yes, sir. He said, did you tell him? I said, yes, sir. I told him. Amen. He said, I know you did. I heard you. Amen. Glory to God. Hey, what? He said, you know what? He said, they went out from us and they began to believe a lie. Amen. There's a lot of folks went out and they began to believe a lie. It's easy to believe. Everybody gets, you know, it's okay. You know, they don't accept it up there, but they're just a bunch of old fogies. Amen. Glad you come down here, brother. You'll fit in here. Yeah. God help you and your children. You go fitting in. Amen. With the world. I don't want to fit in with the world. Amen. I want to be separate. I want to be different from the world. Bless His holy name. He said, no lies of the truth. He said, who is a liar? But he that not denieth that Jesus is the Christ. Amen. Now, wait a minute. You say, well, preacher, I believe that Jesus is the Christ. Well, let me ask you a question tonight. I thought about this day. I thought, glory to God. You believe that Jesus is the Christ? Amen? Well, if Jesus is the Christ, now let's this. Bible said He is the truth. Amen? Do you believe that what Jesus says is right? Amen? Well, do we live according to what He says? Amen. We're supposed to. Amen. But if we don't line up with what He says, then we're saying, well, you know, we believe in Jesus, but we don't believe that He's the truth. Well, then you don't believe in Him. You're an Antichrist. Amen. Well, that gets it pretty right where the rubber meets the road. Amen. If we don't believe Him and we don't trust Him and we don't follow Him, praise God, and then we're not of Him. Amen. He said, my sheep follow me. They know my voice. Amen. And they follow me. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, hey, listen. He said, these that believe in a lie because they don't know the truth. Praise God. I know the truth. He's the Lord Jesus Christ because He set me free. Amen. I'm not in the bondage of sin no more. Praise God. He turned me loose. Glory to God. Amen. Bless His holy name. So He is an Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. Amen. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. But he that acknowledges the Son hath the Father also. Amen. He said, listen, you young people, when you accept the Lord Jesus Christ, you get the whole package. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Are you hearing me? When you accept the Lord Jesus Christ and that free pardon of sin, and then you get the whole package. You get the Father, and you get the Son, and you get the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's a package deal, praise God. That's too marvelous. Amen. All you got to do is receive it and open it up and take it to yourself, praise God, and you get the whole, what a retirement package. Amen. Glory to God, it's out of this world. Amen. A package that we get from the Lord. He said, let that therefore abide in you, which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. What's He talking about? He said he's talking about that unction of the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. He said it abides in you. He said you recognize the Holy Ghost. You recognize that part of God that, oh man alive, that's living in you. Amen. That's too big for my mind, praise God, that a part of God, Brother Andrew, is living in me. Amen. He's God. He's living. You get that? He's living in us. If you've been born again, there's a part of God that's living in you. Amen. Use that on the devil. Amen. He comes along, he said, well, look what you did. He said, yeah, but the Holy Ghost of God done showed me that. Amen. Amen. Says that devil, the Holy Ghost, God done showed me I messed up. I done asked God to forgive me. See, he's the accuser of the brethren. Amen. Old devil, he's the accuser of brethren. He goes in there and said, oh, Jeff, he said, Lord, did you see what he did? Amen. And the Lord said, no, I didn't see nothing. He said, the Holy Ghost of God, He said he's already done a work in him, praise God. And by the time it got up to hear me, all I seen was the blood been applied. Amen. Oh, Brother Jeff said, Holy Ghost of God touched my heart. And I said, oh, God, forgive me a sinner. Help me not to do that again. You know what's wrong with most? We're like those people that went away and never come back because we ain't got the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. We're not listening to the direction of God. We're not letting him live in us. So we're messing up. Amen. But praise God, when we begin to let him live in us, amen, let him live out himself in us, then we begin to do right. We begin to look right. We begin to dress right. We begin to smell right. Amen. We begin to talk right. Amen. We start doing things right. See, Brother Bill said a while ago in opening up, this world is under a curse. Amen. Because of sin. It's a sin-cursed world. But praise God, the Bible tells us to come out from among them and be ye separate. Amen. He said, come out from the sinners. Amen. You don't have to abide there. But he said, there's something in you that makes that difference. Praise the Lord. He said, we continue in the Son and in the Father. He said, this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. Amen. He said, praise God, when that moves into you and takes us both, when it becomes real, when you begin to realize that there's a good God of glory who really loves us and wants to take care of us and wants to care for us. Praise God, something happens inside of you. And you're converted, praise God. You're not that same. You're turned around. You're going in a different direction. Amen. When good God of glory truly moves into your heart, you can't do those things. Like Brother Bill says so many times, he said, you know, I drink all the liquor I want to. Praise God, God moved in, my want to's has changed. He said, I don't want to do that no more. Amen. Took away that filthy mess. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Give me a different, hey, praise God, he said, I'm drinking from another fountain. Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. That fountain's sweet. Amen. I'm talking about waters that's sweet, praise God. I mean, waters you want to get into and just swim in, just to absorb it up. Amen. That's what God has for us. That's that promise he's made. What a promise we have. He said, we're partakers in his promise. He said, this, I like the way the Holy Ghost God puts it. He said, and this is the promise that he hath promised us. Amen. The promise he's promised us. He said, even eternal life. That's life eternal. That's everlasting life. That's life that never ends. Amen. We were physically alive, but praise God, when we got born again, we began to live. Amen. See, before we were born, we were alive, but we were dying. Amen. With bodies eat up with decay. But praise God, when I got born again, Brother Jeff, amen, I ceased to die in my soul, praise God, and it continues to live for God. Amen. The soul of man lives forever. But where is it going to live at? Going to live in death or live in life? Amen? I don't know about you, but I don't want to die and go to hell and die and die and die and never consume away. Amen? But praise God, when this old body's laid down, somebody says a few sad words over me. Praise God, I'm glad that I know that my Redeemer liveth and I'm going to be with the Lord. Amen? I'm going to live forever in the presence of God. I've got a promise. Amen. And you do too if you've been born again. Bless His holy name. He said, these things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. Do you know they seducers out there today? These men that had a stand today and proclaimed themselves to be men of God. But they're seducers. They're wanting to draw you away from the things of God. They're wanting to draw you away and point you through something else. Amen. They're everywhere. Amen. For every true man of God that wants to stay with the truth and teach the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ, and teach doctrines of the Word, praise God, there's 5 or 6 or 10 or 12, praise God, that want to lead men astray. Amen. Even to the damning of souls. There is. We got to be careful. Amen. Whenever you go somewhere, you go looking for a church. Amen. Brother Mike and him, like one of these days, they're going to retire and move off. And they're going to be looking for a church. Praise God, Brother Mike, you look for a place where the man of God will tell you the truth. Amen. Even if it hurts sometimes. Because when it does, it hurts so good. Amen. It hurts so good. Amen. It helps you to see where you're at, praise God, and where you need to be. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, concerning them, it's seduce you. He said, but the anointing which you have received of Him. Amen. That's that unction, He said, He got. That's come from the Holy One. Amen. That you have received of Him abideth. Now listen to this. Abideth in you, and you need not any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is, listen to this, truth. Amen. He treats you, and what it is, what He teaches you, is truth. He's teaching you about the Lord Jesus Christ, how much He loved you, praise God, what He did for you, how He wants to save you, how He wants to take you to Himself, how He wants to give you a promise, how He wants to give you a hope, how He wants to give you an inheritance. Amen. It's that abides in you, praise God, pointing you to the truth. Amen. The Holy Ghost of God's always going to point you, constantly point you to the truth. Hey, does He ever have to just slap you around to get your attention? Huh? Oh me. Oh me. Sometimes this flesh wants to grab something and just go with it, and the Holy Ghost God just has to put the bit in the mouth. And amen. My granddaddy used to always tell me we'd be working horses, riding horse stuff. He said, it'll be easy on their mouth, that bit. Man, in other words, what he said, you don't rear back on that thing and hurt their mouth. I believe sometimes the Holy Ghost of God, praise God, because me and you are so stubborn and hard-headed, amen, He has to rear back on the bit. Amen. Has to stop us, have to get our attention. You know what? I used to have an old crazy horse. They called him, he was crazy. They called him El Diablo. Amen. Which means the devil. And he'd be just as fine. I mean, just a pretty little horse. And he'd be riding along. He'd be doing just as good. Sometimes you'd ride him all day long. He wouldn't. I mean, he'd just like like clockwork. But that crazy thing would decide he didn't want to do something. He wanted to go a different direction. And he'd get that bit in his teeth, praise God. And he'd take off. And wherever he wanted to go, through a barn thicket, through a barn door, wherever, he was gone. And the only way you could stop him, was let one rein loose. Take that other rein and pull his head plumb around to the stirrup. Amen. And he'd run, he'd try to run forward. Next thing you know, he'd be running around and around in circles. Amen. And you'd just have to hold that rein, let him run around and around in circles till he'd come to himself. And I reckon he'd get so dizzy, he didn't know he couldn't figure out which direction he still wanted to go, and he'd finally stop. You could rein him back in, and then he'd do good for a while. Amen. I believe sometimes that's what God has to do us, Landon. Amen. We're going along, praise God. We get headstrong. We get the bit in our teeth, amen. And we don't listen to God. And He has to pull the rein and run us around in a red circle for a while to get our attention. Amen. To where we get stopped and we quit thinking about ourselves and we start thinking about Him again. Amen. And once He gets us refocused, then He lets up on the bit. He says, all right, let's try this again. Amen. Amen. Hey, you say, preacher, I don't know what you're talking about. Boy, I do. I've been there. Amen. Amen. But God, He said, that anointing which you have received and abide in you, and you need not any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaching you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, you shall abide in Him. Amen. As the Lord said, He said, just abide in the Lord. Amen. Just stay close. He said, draw nigh to me. And he said, I'll draw nigh to you. But James said before that, you know, in order to do that, he said, you've got to make a commitment. Amen. He said, you make that commitment. You put up a little resistance, praise God. You abide in Him. You stay where you need to be, praise God. And He said, He'll come nigh to you. Amen. That means He draws up close, praise God, and He'll be there for you. Amen. It don't get no better than that. Amen. Praise the Lord. And you shall abide in Him. And then, now I'm going to finish right here. He said, now, little children, He's speaking to me and you again. Abide in Him, that when He shall appear. And I like this right here. He said, we may have confidence. Amen. Now that's that assurance that we have. That's that assurance that we're where we need to be with God. Amen. You know, we need to be sure. We need to be assured, have confidence that we're where we need to be with the Lord all the time. Amen. Brother Robert, He might come tonight. Amen. Before morning, before daylight, praise God, the Lord could come. And we go out of here. And if we're not right with God, if we're not living with Him, if we're not abiding in the Lord, if we're not listening to the Holy Ghost of God, amen, we're gonna have a lot to answer for when we stand before Him. If we even make it. Amen. Well, we need to be deciding tonight, praise God, whom we'll serve, who we're going to follow, praise God, how we're going to live. Because He could come tonight. I tell you what, the way this thing's playing out before us, I tell you, this thing could blow up any minute. Amen. They went into a synagogue over in Israel the other day, went in there and killed a bunch of people. What is it, 7 people? Amen. Went in there with hatchets and mattocks and just killed 3 Americans and the rest, and 4 Israelis. Went in the synagogue and killed them. Amen. You say, well, preacher, that could never happen here. Really? Really? A fellow went in the other day with a hatchet. Amen. They talking about guns all the time. God, hey, you can kill somebody with a ball bat, with a big stick. Amen. Crazy people will find a way. Amen. But we need to trust the Lord. Amen. We need to be looking for Him. Glory to God. Just like He's coming tomorrow. Or maybe tonight. Need to be looking for Him. We need to have the confidence. We need to have the assurance that we're abiding in the Lord Jesus Christ. And He's abiding in us. Amen. You can know tonight. You should know tonight, amen? His presence is there. And He said, and not be ashamed before Him at His coming. But wouldn't it be bad? We've went visit people. We've went visit people before and knock on the door and they open it up and their eyes get real big like deer caught in the headlights. And they look around and there's beer bottles and beer can things sitting around. And somebody goes around and starts taking their foot and trying to kick them behind the couch. Huh? Start trying to kick them up under stuff so the preacher and Brother Bill won't see them. I got news for them. God's already seen them. Amen. God's already seen. I tell you what we do in our living room, we oughtn't to do, praise God, unless we can do it with Jesus sitting there. Amen. Because He is. Amen. Jesus is right there with us all the time. What we do, what we say in the privacy of our own home. Amen. The things that we say and we think in our mind, even when nobody's around. I got news for you, newsflash. There's somebody around. Amen. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Ghost of God, He's right there with you. Amen. You say, how do you know? Because if you'll listen real close, He'll speak to your heart. Amen. He'll say, what in the world are you doing? Amen. Did you know better than that? And you know what you do? You say, yes, Lord. Yes, sir. Lord, I know better than that. Lord, help me. God, forgive me of this mess. Help me get rid of it. Lord, help me never come here again. Amen. And you know what? He'll say, okay, I will. I'll help you. You don't have to go back there anymore. Amen. I said, you don't have, you know, I talk to people all the time. There was a fellow told me here a while back. He said, preacher, I've been trying to quit drinking. You know, trying to turn over a new leaf. And said, if he gets his life straight, he's going to come to church. I said, well, you'll never be there. He said, you'll never. He said, yeah, if I quit drinking. I said, you'll never be there. I said, you'll never darken doors, the house of God. He said, what do you mean? I said, because if you're going to wait till you do it, I said, you'll never do it. But I said, you know what? I said, there's a great God. And the Lord Jesus Christ, He sent a mighty comforter, said He'd come into you and He'd help you do it. He'd do it for you. Amen. Amen. If you'll just receive Him and that free pardon of sin, let Him come in, praise God, and He'll take that away. He'll take that away. He'll do it for you. Amen. I said, then you can come in and you can get help as even from the Lord. Amen. But I wonder how many of us tonight would be ashamed if the Lord come to our house tonight. Amen. I wonder how many of us would be ashamed if the Lord showed up there tomorrow. We better be ready because He might. Amen. He might show up. Amen. So we need to know what we've got in us tonight. We need to know that we've got the Holy Spirit of God, that He's real in our life, that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. What do you got tonight? Do you got it? Do you got it? You got what it takes? Amen. You got what it takes that you can make the right decisions? Amen. So you can think clearly? So you can pray right? So you can worship the Lord? So that you can get in, praise God, and have a good time? So that you can lead your family, praise God, in the right direction? So that you can have a godly home? Amen. So that you can live in a way that people can see Christ in you? Do you got it? Do you got it tonight? Do we got it? Amen. Boy, I pray God that we got it. Amen. That we're so full of it, praise God, that it's a seeping out of us. And running old Brother Robert on others. That they might see it too. Amen. Do you got it tonight? Amen. Do you got it? Are you one of those that one of these days you'll go out and they'll say, well, they went out, but they wasn't ever of us. Amen. Well, I don't ever think I wasn't one of them, praise God. I want to be one of those that's going to stay in the fight of faith all the way till we get home. Amen. So that we can come together like this and worship the Lord in spirit and truth. Amen. Preach the gospel and enjoy it. Amen. Amen. I enjoy it. I enjoy preaching. You may enjoy it. You may not enjoy listening, but praise the Lord, I enjoy preaching. Amen. I enjoy the Lord. I enjoy His Word. And I know I preach most time expository, just line upon line preaching, but praise God, it don't get no better than that. Now, I ain't got nothing to say anyway, but He does. And I tell you what, I'm glad tonight we got it. Have you got it tonight? Amen. Glory to God. I got it. We got it. Amen. If you don't, you can get it. Amen. Right here at the altar. Say, Lord God, I need You tonight. I need Your help. I need Your hope. I need Your comfort. And I need to comfort her. Lead, guide, and direct me. Amen. And you know what happened? God will come in. Boy, He'll move in. Start doing works. Just clicking along in your life. Amen. All of a sudden, things change. You ain't like that horse running around in circles trying to get your direction. Amen. He'll say, here, this is the way you need to go. He'll line you out. Amen. Line you out so you can be somebody going somewhere. Amen. That's what He'll do tonight. But do you got it? I got it. You got it. If you got it, amen, you're ready to go. If you're not, you're going to be left behind.